with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. The United Parcel Service has made some changes to handle the expected delivery surge during the holiday season.
UPS has built a bigger, more automated network that offers a lot more capacity, that could handle a lot more packages with fewer workers. And on top of that, they've layered technology that can route it around problem spots in the network.
Wall Street Journal reporter Paul Ziobro has the details. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. All of that holiday shopping in the past few days pushed U.S. stocks to a higher close on Monday after a turbulent week. This holiday season is expected to be one of the strongest in years, and retailers are expecting another boost this week thanks to Cyber Monday sales. Amazon, which handles nearly half of all online sales in the U.S., has emerged as an advertising giant, rivaling big ad sellers including Google and Facebook. The company now holds the number 3 spot in U.S. digital ad sales, even with just 4% of the market. eMarketer predicts Amazon's ad revenue will double this year to $5.83 billion. The U.S. housing market remains a weak spot despite a strong economy and record low unemployment. Existing home sales have declined for 8 months as home prices and mortgage rates have been climbing. For more details, including how Dallas, Texas has become a microcosm of the market, visit WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Federal regulators are changing the way they approve medical devices for marketing in the United States. To clear new devices, the Food and Drug Administration largely relies on comparisons with older products already on the market. But some of those products were approved as far back as 1976, when the agency first began regulating medical devices. Still to come, how UPS has been preparing for the surge in holiday deliveries. The United Parcel Service is putting billions of dollars worth of improvements to the test as it prepares to handle hundreds of millions of deliveries this holiday season. Joining us now in our studio with the details is Wall Street Journal reporter Paul Ziobro. Paul, let's go back to last year. Remind us how UPS and rival FedEx handled the holiday surge in deliveries.
Yeah, so there's a big difference between the two. UPS didn't do as well as FedEx, plain and simple. Right after Black Friday, they were overwhelmed by a surge of packages into their network, and then their packages started arriving a day or two later, which, I mean, in the beginning of the peak season when you're ordering gifts for Christmas isn't the worst thing, but it just showed that their network wasn't able to handle the big influx of packages right after Black Friday and Cyber Monday. FedEx, meanwhile, I mean, they asserted all along that they were fine, they met their commitments, and that they didn't have to, you know, scramble as much as UPS did. So it really painted a difference between the two companies during the most important and busiest time of the year.
So tell us about some of the changes UPS has made in the past year to improve operations this holiday season.
UPS's answer to the problems from last year has been to build out a bigger network. I mean, they've been under pressure to show that they can handle it, and they've added a lot more capacity, new mega sorting warehouses, 7 times more sorting capacity than they added last year. And they also layered on top of that technology where they can, with more automated facilities, they can reroute packages around problem spots. So if they see bad weather developing in Denver, for instance, they can send the packages down to Dallas to route them across the country. So those are two big things they're doing, a bigger, more automated network with technology layered upon that. And the third thing they're doing is just working closer with customers. The surge in packages during the peak season usually comes from a smaller number of shippers, the Amazons, the Targets, the Walmarts of the world. So they're working a lot closer with them to get their forecasts, to get their projections right, to make sure that they have, you know, that the trucks and planes where they need to be so that they can meet all their commitments for the season.
To give us a sense of how challenging this can be, can you give us a sense of what's expected in terms of volume this year? And between the U.S. Postal Service, UPS, and FedEx, what's sort of the breakdown in who is handling what?
Right. So all these big delivery companies are handling a lot of packages. At the top, we have the Postal Service, who says that they expect to handle 900 million packages during the holiday season, and UPS comes second with 800 million. FedEx hasn't released a projection this year, but they're planning to see what they do most peak season, which is that their daily volume is going to double what it is throughout the year. So they'll probably be in the 500 million sort of range of packages for peak season.
So we are in the midst of holiday season now that Thanksgiving has passed. What are the potential challenges that delivery services may run into?
So if you talk to delivery companies, the first wild card that comes up is weather. And you can't really do anything about that. I mean, you can reroute some packages here and there, but if there's thunderstorms or snowstorms over Louisville or Memphis, where UPS and FedEx have major hubs, it's really unavoidable as to what you can do. It, you know, can really disrupt the network. But then, you know, labor, they worry about getting enough workers to staff their warehouses, their sort centers, and drivers to get the packages out there. And the last thing I think is unpredictability. UPS and FedEx, they work closely with their shippers to say, how many packages should we expect for you on this day, that day for the season, kind of, so they know what to expect. One thing that kind of sets their planning awry is if the shippers just overshoot those projections and bring a lot of unexpected volume to the network, and that really causes havoc for these shippers, and they try to avoid that. And which with each year that online shopping grows and everybody gets more adept at that and predictability, and they know what's going to happen, you kind of hope that they can figure out that this how to smoothly flow everything into the network. That doesn't mean that hiccups won't happen, but hopefully they can minimize them, you know, with each passing year.
There are also some added fees for shippers during peak periods this year. Can you explain why that's happening?
Right. So both UPS and FedEx, they're tacking on some pretty significant fees on shippers for large and oversized packages, over $150 for packages that basically can't fit into their network. And when they're doing that because processing those packages takes a lot of manpower and effort and cost for them to do so. And they really want to discourage these shippers from injecting these into their network and maybe finding another way to do them. UPS is also returning something they did last year, which is peak surcharge fees, which is right around Black Friday and the week before Christmas. It's a surcharge of about a quarter or a dollar on some packages where, you know, it's the busiest time of the year, and it is crunch time. If you were sending a two-day package on December 20th, they're going to charge you a little bit extra to get it there because they're under the gun to get it there, and they feel like that they should be compensated correctly for that. And certainly there's some things that retailers are doing to make life easier for the carriers. They're asking their shoppers online to maybe select slower shipping options, which does two things. I mean, one, it can potentially let them work around these surcharges during the busiest times, and instead of sending it out during this busy week, they can wait a week or so if the consumer elects that. And it also just smooths out the shipment in their network. I mean, if you're getting a 12-day window to ship out a package, you may just wait until things slow down a bit before doing that, and make it easy for you, the shipper sending it out, and the delivery company that's getting it to the destination.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Paul Ziobro joining us in our studio to talk about how UPS is preparing to handle the holiday surge in deliveries. Thanks so much, Paul.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.